system and say, "Okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with GEICO. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology." Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hello, my name is Gladys, and I'm, well, let's just say older. Anyway, recently I discovered that when I get a good night's sleep, I feel better. Surprise, surprise. You see, I have lower back pain, and I used to toss and turn all night trying to find a comfortable position. My doctor recommended that I get an adjustable bed, so I did a little shopping around and decided on Craftmatic. They've been in business for 30 years and have sold over 1 million beds. And it turns out that a Craftmatic bed may provide temporary relief from more than just back pain, but also from edema of the legs, gastric reflux, and nighttime heartburn, too. Well, am I ever glad that I got a Craftmatic. I love the optional heat that I had included on my bed. I'm sleeping more soundly and feeling better than I have in years. Maybe a Craftmatic would give you a better night's sleep.
Call 1-800-851-1177 to get your free no-obligation information kit. Remember, the call is free and so is the information. Call 1-800-851-1177. That's 1-800-851-1177.
I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on The Michael Dresser Show. Authors, answers, and solutions. Coast to coast on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Our guest playwright Jonathan Dorff's play about bullying. Thank you for flushing my head in the toilet and other rarely used expressions is really catching on in a big way and has already had more than a dozen productions across the United States and Canada, with many more slated to take place in 2008. Jonathan, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael.
And thank you so much for being here. I think that the bullying in and of itself, I lost the word I wanted to use, but bullying in and of itself has been running rampant through the schools, and it's also on the internet today. So, Jonathan, let me ask you this. We'll start from scratch and say, what was it about bullying that caught your attention to cause you to put the play to pen?
Well, you know, I mean, it's obviously been a huge problem, and you read different statistics that it can be anywhere from 30% of students are being bullied to as high as 80%. I had been getting, because I write a lot of plays for young people, not exclusively, but I work a lot in that market, and I've been getting some requests, and at the time I had been getting them, I didn't have anything. And, you know, as I started to look around, I said, wow, this is really a huge problem, and it's so pervasive, as you said, in so many ways. You know, we think of bullying, I mean, the title of the play, you know, Thank You for Flushing My Head in the Toilet, it takes the idea of this character who's getting his head flushed in the toilet, which is kind of that physical bullying, but there's so many other ways that people are bullied. And I wanted to try to find a way to address as much of that as I could. And
Jonathan, did you get bullied when you were a kid?
You know, it's interesting, not so much in high school, but in middle school, yeah. There were, you know, not a lot, but I was one of the smarter kids probably in school. And, you know, that didn't always play well with certain kids. And, you know, I had a couple kids do some stuff that I remember at the time with not much fondness.
Sure. The reason that I ask you is because you had to have some insight to that to be able to really write. You know, there are many, many things that we can look through somebody's eyes and have to become them to write it, whether it be a movie, a play, a book, or something. But when it comes to something like bullying, it's very hard to look through somebody's eyes unless you haven't been behind those eyes yourself to some degree or another to be able to resonate.
Absolutely. No, I think that, and you know, what was interesting is when I've seen productions of it, for example, the premiere production was in Springfield, Oregon, and we did talkbacks because they flew me up, and we did talkbacks with the audience after every show, and a lot of the adults in the audience would raise their hands and say, you know, I saw the play, and it looks a lot like some of these things happened to me. And so I think most of us, unless we were very, very lucky, have some kind of experience being bullied, whether it was in middle school or high school or sometimes even as early as elementary school.
You know, there is this point about bullying that can be the best thing that ever happened to someone. Because I remember when I was a kid way back 130 years ago that when I went to school, the kids that were the tough guys and the kids that were, you know, the most popular ended up, and with the not in deference to any trade, but they ended up to be the truck drivers and the guys who, you know, worked in the markets and so on and so forth, where the kids who were pushed around and bullied went on to become the doctors and the lawyers and the scientists and the whatever. And I remember one kid in particular. I went to a high school reunion about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and I remember this kid was always pushed around. He was brilliant, Jonathan. He was just brilliant. And I asked him what he's doing today. He's retired. He's out on his yacht and so on and so forth. So it what it did with a lot of these kids, and no one should be bullied, but it made them emotionally and mentally tough, where these other kids didn't get to learn that. And by the time that they did come up against things, they fell apart.
Yeah, I think, though, it's a fine line between, we'll say, being emotionally and mentally tough. And a lot of bullying, unfortunately, really crosses that line.
Sure.
You know, for example, when I was in middle school, I had a kid. He was probably would never have actually done it, but he was acting as if he was going to try to set me on fire.
Yeah.
Now, that's probably over any line, and certainly, I mean, we've got a lot of instances. They have something they call bully side, where students are pushed so far that they commit suicide.
Sure.
You know, or right before, for example, we opened in Springfield, there was actually a bullying-related stabbing, a kid who had lashed back in Ohio. And so I think that certainly a certain amount of competition, we'll say, can make you tough.
Oh, by the way, just to inject, because I want to make sure we don't miss this point. This young teenager that committed suicide because of the bullying over the internet, who turned out to be somebody's mom.
Yes, I heard about that story, which was awful. You know, and I hope they throw.
And it is bullying.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of it. And in fact, the play addresses that element, because there's a lot of bullying which is going on through instant message. You know, through different web-based, you know, whether it's MySpace or I haven't seen so much Facebook as more college kids, but MySpace,
sure.
Text messages, all those kinds of things are you know, email, different ways to bully people and to do the same kind of damage that you can do in person.
Now, let me ask you this. And I've never been a playwright, so this is an absolute not moving you to one way or the other. I just don't know. This is a question here. As a playwright, when you decide to put it to pen, obviously, as you're writing it, it's going to change 1,000 times until you've completed it. But when you physically see it, when you physically see the play, do you get a different perspective of it and then move it up a dimension?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that happened with this play, you know, I wrote it in the summer, and I already knew at that point I had been talking. Mike Fisher, who is the director who directed the premiere, who also directed the premiere of Bang Bang, You're Dead. And Mike had been involved in a production of another one of my plays, Aftermath, which has done a lot, and it's done all over the world. And we had gotten to be friendly, and we had decided we were going to put this production up. And so I did what I could, certainly before the production, and once they got into rehearsal, Mike would come back to me and say, this isn't maybe working as well as it could. What can you do about that? And we actually, what was interesting is that PlayScripts, which is a company which publishes it, which is at this point I wouldn't call them an up-and-coming publisher. They have arrived, and they have a lot of big-name playwrights.
Sure.
But PlayScripts had actually already accepted it before we got into production. And I knew that there was going to be the Springfield production, and literally I came home for 2 days after Springfield, and I flew to El Paso, Texas, because there already was that production.
Yeah.
And so I knew that I basically had these two productions to fine-tune the play before it got published.
Let me ask you this, because each cast character is going to bring a different perspective to the part that they play.
Sure.
And if we see the play in two different places, does it have different feel based on those people that are acting, that are portraying the part?
Absolutely, and I even got to see it later on. I guess actually it would be earlier this year. I saw a production in near Orlando, Florida, and every cast is going to be different. And as a playwright, it takes a little. You know, I've been at this for long enough now that I'm used to that, and I know that every show is going to be different. And you have to allow when you're writing, sort of let go. and not worry about, well, it should be done exactly this way. Because I think that's kind of what makes it so interesting, is that different casts are going to bring different things. And one of the nice things, for example, is Play's website, which is very easy to remember, thankyouforflushing.com. We have a number of production photos, and we're always adding more. And so, for example, there are the Springfield ones, but there also are Socorro, which is the one in El Paso. The Orlando ones, there's actually a photo from a production up in British Columbia, Canada. And they all have a slightly different look to them, and you can tell that there was a different character to the production.
Well, let me stop you just for a moment, because what I'm hearing out of this is that each play has a life of its own. And each time that it's done, or if there's another cast character or somebody replaces someone, it takes on a completely different life and a different dimension, so that I could see this play two or three times over a couple of year period, and I may walk away with something completely different.
You absolutely would, and I think that's one of the beautiful things about live theater. It's not like the film industry, where once the movie is made, that's kind of the definitive version, because there isn't going to be another movie made unless they do a remake 20 or 30 years from then. But with a play, you know, with all these different productions, they're all going to be a little bit different, and you might get something different out of them. You know, even though I think that certainly some of the basics are going to remain the same, because the script is still exactly
sure.
the same.
But I would just imagine if you took your main character and you had Russell Crowe play your main character, and then you did the same thing with Tom, what's his name?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Yeah, thank you. I need the help with Tom Hanks. You'd have a completely different feel to walk away with.
Yes, that's completely true. And every cast, even just from the photos, like I said, you can see that these casts are different, and different directors, of course, will bring something different to the play. And hearing about, for example, there was a production in Virginia where they did some very interesting things in terms of the set and the way they were trying to sort of thematically to go after this issue, that was completely different from how some of the other ones did it. Some of them don't even use a set.
Okay, so in essence, what we're really dealing with is, and when we talk about bullying, okay, what do I take away? And when I say what do I take away, well, I've seen the play, I walk away from that play, and by the way, we have plenty of time left, but I walk away from that play. What's my takeaway? What's the message that Michael walks away with?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because I think that I'm not sure that there is one definitive message. I mean, obviously, bullying is bad, and the play doesn't really spend a lot of time on the obvious. I think that what the play wants you to do, though, is to think about your situation, to think about your community. One of the things that a lot of people have taken away from it is, you know, for example, we had an anecdotal story of a kid from one of the middle schools in Springfield that came to see it, because a number of middle schools brought their students to see the play, and a kid realized that he'd been a bully. And it's interesting, because it talks about this idea of sharks. In the play, there's this thing of bullies, and you're talking about the great white shark. And this kid realized that he used to not be one, and that he's kind of turned into one, and he wanted to change based on that. So in the best case, sometimes we get that. But I think the idea, in sort of a greater sense, is for the community to understand, you know, that it kind of has to take care of the people in it, and to, by increasing that sense of community and connection, that's, I think, if there's any way to combat this problem, that's probably it.
Well, okay. Well, that, I think those are the words that we have to really repeat. We've got about less than a minute to go before the break. But it's the sense of community. I think that in and of itself is the key. If you are bullying or pressuring someone, or if you're on the other side of that coin, it dilutes and destroys the sense of community. You can't make that connection that's necessary to make. With that, Jonathan, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Our guest, Jonathan Dorff, the play is Thank You for Flushing My Head in the Toilet and Other Rarely Used Expressions. I'm Michael Dresser. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. We'll be back.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time.
How much do you know about your heart? Do you know that your heart beats 100,000 times a day and pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood each day? Do you know that your blood vessels are over 60,000 miles long? That's enough to go around the world more than twice. Your heart is the hardest working organ in your body. And what are you doing to keep it healthy? Would you ever think that by eating a delicious piece of dark chocolate B12 Plus, you'd be doing something good for your heart? Write this number down, 800-273-8987, 800-273-8987. Our friends at Be Alive created beneficial products to keep your heart healthy. Their unique blend of B12, B6, and folic acid can lower high levels of homocysteine. It's an amino acid which has been shown to damage arteries and veins. Believe it or not, this wonderful formula is wrapped in delicious dark chocolate. Call Be Alive today at 1-800-273-8987 and find out how you could receive a free box of these amazing B12 Plus chocolates. Be Alive, 1-800-273-8987.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24-7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Real stories from real letters about Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Being a pediatric nurse means lots of hand washing.
And extremely dry skin.
After a 12-hour shift, my hands feel like sandpaper.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to heal dry, rough, problem skin with 7 intensive moisturizers, 3 vitamins, plus healing aloe for healthy skin.
Now my hands feel healthy.
Can your lotion do that?
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
When sinus pressure from a cold or allergy starts to build, your head feels, well, like a giant balloon building and building, and no matter how much you blow, you just want relief from that sinus pressure, that congestion, from feeling so stuffed up, you actually might blow.
That's when you need Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion fast.
That's better.
Sudafed PE. Get your head back where it belongs. Use as directed.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth.
Jerry.
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now
because I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and
Sammy.
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside and
Sammy.
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please.
Hi, my name's Bill, and I'm totally hooked on mobile banking. You see, with Wachovia and AT&T's newest feature, mobile banking is easy. Too easy. I mean, I'll be putting my phone on vibrate before a movie, and before I know it, I'm transferring funds, checking account balances, or even paying the bills. Seriously, who pays a bill during the previews?
Wachovia has taken mobile banking to a new level. To learn more, go to wachovia.com/mobile banking. Are you with Wachovia?
Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. are members FDIC.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-448-6565. Financial aid is available for those who qualify.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought Provoking Talk on the Michael Dresser Show. Authors, experts, and solutions coast to coast on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Our guest, playwright Jonathan Dorff, the play is Thank You for Flushing My Head in the Toilet, another rarely used expression. Jonathan, you used a lot of humor in this, and using humor to attack a problem that is deadly serious. Why this way? Why this particular avenue of approach?
I think that humor is actually the best way in to a problem like this, because I think that if you try to be serious and just sort of drama nonstop, I think, first of all, the audience needs a break. And I also think that by using humor, you can kind of disarm people and actually make them more receptive to listening, you know, to something like this. Because otherwise, I think that by the end of it, we'd all be ready to slit our wrists if we just say, you know, bullying is horrible, and we sort of just wallowed in misery
sure.
for 35 minutes.
Okay. Well, for you, when you decided to put this play together, and we've talked about some of the resultant effects, the, you know, the kid who realized he was a bully, the sense of community. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it. But where was your head at when you did this? What was the end result? If you could have gotten a particular goal for you out of this, what was that?
I think the goal is, you know, in a way, I think it's starting to be realized, just to see more and more people producing this play. And, you know, for people to come in, you know, a lot of the productions have been high school productions so far. There are some, there's at least one middle school production scheduled, and the play works for either of those groups or for youth theaters. But I think just to have more and more people come in and to help get that sense of awareness, that sense of community, and I think that the more people who do it and the more people who see it, the more that's going to happen. And so I'm excited that we've had a bunch of productions so far. It only really came out toward the end of the summer with a publisher, at which point you get much larger distribution, and we have a bunch of public productions rather coming up next year, and it's still early, so I think we'll see a lot more, and you know, and just more and more places to start having this discussion.
No, it sounds like it's going to have a long run. Plays in and of themselves, how long do they last? And I know that's a really tough question. I mean, if the play is good, it keeps going, but could this go on for 3 or 4 years?
Oh, I think this play could go on for a lot longer than that, because there's nothing. I think as long as a play doesn't date itself, that it has some very particular issue that it addresses, and once that issue is sort of past us, no one's going to care. But unfortunately, I think bullying is going to, I mean, it's been with us for many, many years, and I don't see it going away anytime soon. There's nothing about the play that I think makes it so specific in time that it's going to have a short shelf life. So I see this play as going on, hopefully, for a lot longer than 3 or 4 years. I think it could go on indefinitely.
Because bullying is bullying. You know, that's interesting. If it goes on indefinitely, we've seen the cultural changes, I mean, drastically over since the 70s on. And it'd be interesting to see what happened if this play was going on in 5 years, based on whatever course that we're heading in this country as regards to culture, when things begin to mean something else. They're going to take on a different light. It's just like what we see now is a resurgence of the 1950s family-oriented musical, as opposed to what we've been seeing. And I'm wondering seriously if this could become, in and of itself, down the road, a classic like that.
You know, I certainly have those hopes. You know, it's interesting because I had mentioned earlier that Mike Fisher had directed the premiere of Bang Bang, You're Dead. And that play has had, you know, that was a play about school violence, and that play has stuck around for a while. And I think that, you know, what I try to do with Thank You for Flushing My Head in the Toilet and Other Rarely Used Expressions is try to, in addition to come up with a funny title, but is try to write the play in such a way that it speaks to a lot of people and that it will stay fresh, because I think that the issues that it's addressing are going to stick around, and you know, which is unfortunate, but that's the reality. And it has nothing in it which prevents it from being done by pretty much any group. And I think that was, you know, certainly understanding the market, that was one of the key things, is to make it accessible.
Jonathan, we are starting to run out of time. Again, one more time, please, with the website.
It is www.thankyouforflushing.com.
or leave the toilet bowl down, or whatever that thing is. Hey, Jonathan Dorff, thank you so much for joining us. I've had a great time, and thank you for being here.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Take care. I'm Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show of the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. What are we going to do next half hour? We're going to retire. No, we're not. We're going to rewire. We'll be right back.
Busy blur, don't think I have the energy. Thread my already mad rush, just come. Aleve D.
The D is for difference.
Aleve D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Aleve D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Aleve D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Aleve D sinus.
Your sinuses will feel the D, and you'll feel the difference.
Aleve D sinus and cold.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use as directed.
Sales rep to women's wear.
In the mall for hours, you're sitting with the bags, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and your wife has 12 more outfits to try on.
I should have used...
Wait, you already know you should have used Preparation H. But for extra relief, use Preparation H medicated wipes first. Unlike most ordinary wipes that just clean, Preparation H medicated wipes relieve while you clean. Then apply your Preparation H.
I think I'm going to try the other one on again.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H medicated wipes.
From Preparation H, the relief expert uses...
When sinus pressure from a cold or allergy starts to build, your head feels, well, like a giant balloon building and building, and no matter how much you blow, you just want relief from that sinus pressure, that congestion, from feeling so stuffed up, you actually might blow.
That's when you need Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion fast.
That's better.
Sudafed PE. Get your head back where it belongs. Use as directed.
This is Rebecca Mathias, president of Motherhood Maternity. Join us by supporting the March of Dimes in their research and programs, and you'll be helping to find ways to prevent premature birth and to give every baby a healthy start. Go to marchofdimes.com and tell your special baby's story and read others' stories too. What a wonderful way to celebrate babies. marchofdimes.com.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-200-5353. 1-866-200-5353. Not available in all states. 1-866-200-5353. 5353.
Hello, my name is Gladys, and I'm, well, let's just say older. Anyway, recently I discovered that when I get a good night's sleep, I feel better. Surprise, surprise. You see, I have lower back pain, and I used to toss and turn all night trying to find a comfortable position. My doctor recommended that I get an adjustable bed, so I did a little shopping around and decided on Craftmatic. They've been in business for 30 years and have sold over 1 million beds. And it turns out that a Craftmatic bed may provide temporary relief from more than just back pain, but also from edema of the legs, gastric reflux, and nighttime heartburn, too. Well, am I ever glad that I got a Craftmatic. I love the optional heat that I had included on my bed. I'm sleeping more soundly and feeling better than I have in years. Maybe a Craftmatic would give you a better night's sleep.
Call 1-800-851-1177 to get your free, no-obligation information kit. Remember, the call is free, and so is the information. Call 1-800-851-1177. That's 1-800-851-1177.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought Provoking Talk on the Michael Dresser Show, Authors, Experts, and Solutions, Coast to Coast on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. The book is Don't Retire, Rewire, Five Steps to Fulfilling Work That Fuels Your Passion, Suits Your Personality, and Fills Your Pocket. Our guest author, Jerry Sedler. Jerry's a nationally recognized author, entrepreneuring, rewiring expert, and motivational speaker. She's been actively researching individuals and organizations for over a decade on implications and opportunities relating to an aging society. Jerry, hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here.
I'm not going to listen to anything about this aging society thing. I don't want to hear it. I'm in denial.
Well, join the club. I think there's men in this country that are a lot like you.
Okay. Two weeks ago, November 14th was, I turned 65. Now, before November 14th, I was active and I was moving, and I woke up the next day, I couldn't remember where I was. My body started to hurt. So I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's how you really felt. I think I would sit down and say, wait a minute.
Oh, there's a hold on here. No, not none of that stuff. I'm so active, I can't believe it. But seriously, I think in and of itself, the title of the book is wonderful. Don't Retire, Rewire. And that's really what it's about, isn't it?
It is. I think there's a slightly naivete about how much longer we really are living. And what we're saying is that, hey, you may want to stop or pull back a little bit on what you're currently doing, but the whole concept of rewiring is, you know, that energy that was going through your veins
sure.
the day before, it's still
the day
going.
Before, yes.
Yeah.
I think I remember.
So, we don't want it to stop so that at
no.
midnight when you turn 65 or you decide to leave your organization or sell
yeah.
your business. And I think people think that, hey, you know, golf is going to be enough. It's
yeah.
not.
You know what I think was one of the most detrimental movies to what you and I are talking about? By the way, I'm totally on the same page you are. And I believe in it totally. But remember the Jack Nicholson movie?
Okay, about Schmidt.
About Schmidt, yes.
Right.
What a horrible message to send out.
But, you know, I'm going to say something, too, though. Sometimes when I travel around the country, I'll ask audiences, I'll say, hey, who's seen the movie? And I'll say, who liked it? And I'll see a show of hands. And I'll say, who didn't? And I see many more people. But, you know, Michael, what it did is it really put the picture out there on the screen that
yeah.
if you don't plan and think about this, you might not get the life you're hoping for.
Well, I think also, Jerry, let's add a dimension to it. And what it also said was that he wasn't himself. He was the job. And without the job,
okay.
he didn't truly exist.
Right. And that's what I see a lot. And in a way, that's really a big foundation of the book. Because we know that there are many people, their job has become their identity. It really
sure.
doesn't matter what kind of job you have because you're spending so much time. And some people are loving what they're doing. And when it's gone, they really feel like, who am I? That's why I think we're picking up a lot of the research now saying that people would like to work, but doing different things in their next act.
Okay. And by the way, they're even if they're working or if they're not working, I take this all the way back to when I was a kid. You know, not necessarily me, but, you know, I'm not me. I'm the car. And if I don't have the car, who am I? And that's realistically a lot of people have to face this. And, Jerry, if they could start working on it before retirement, it would be a wonderful thing because then they can transition very simply, wouldn't have to go through the problems.
It's really true. I mean, the first thing is I like to say is you have to rewire your mindset and then you rewire your actions. But, you know, I think we've just focused on do you have enough money to retire. So,
sure.
you know, all this financial planning, which is important, but that's just one piece of it. And then one day I said, well, you know, maybe the question is, do you have enough money to retire to do what? And then I thought, you know, there's never a shortage of things.
Well, Jerry, let me hold you up right there.
Sure.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right
okay.
back. Please stay with us. The book is Don't Retire, Rewire, and our guest co-author, Jerry Sedler, will be back with Jerry right after this. I'm Michael Dresser. You're listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Imagine sitting in your own living room, making a little extra money, or even a full-time income, surrounded by your family, making your own hours, being your own boss. You know, maybe our dreams are the same. My name's Dexter Godbey, and I'm known as the recovering attorney because I quit law to become a home business entrepreneur. And now to help you discover if being your own boss is right for you too, I've prepared a free report for you. It's called The Top 10 Reasons to Have a Home Business. And you can get it by calling toll-free 1-877-537-8147. That's 1-877-537-8147. If you hate selling, hate MLM, want to avoid mistakes, and would love to actually make money in your own home business, you really have to get this free report. Just call me, the recovering attorney, and get your free report right now, 1-877-537-8147.
Sales rep to women's wear.
In the mall for hours, you're sitting with the bags, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and your wife has 12 more outfits to try on.
I should have used...
Wait, you already know you should have used Preparation H. But for extra relief, use Preparation H medicated wipes first. Unlike most ordinary wipes that just clean, Preparation H medicated wipes relieve while you clean. Then apply your Preparation H.
I think I'm going to try the other one on again.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H medicated wipes.
From Preparation H, the relief expert. Use as directed.
Sales rep to women's wear.
In the mall for hours, you're sitting with the bags, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and your wife has 12 more outfits to try on.
I should have used...
Wait, you already know you should have used Preparation H. But for extra relief, use Preparation H medicated wipes first. Unlike most ordinary wipes that just clean, Preparation H medicated wipes relieve while you clean. Then apply your Preparation H.
I think I'm going to try the other one on again.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H medicated wipes.
From Preparation H, the relief expert. Use as directed.
Put your receivables to work for you today. Premium Financial Services finances accounts receivables. That's right. Your growing business runs short of cash to keep up. Premium Financial Services can put the cash you need in your hands in 24 hours. Call 800-232-2867. You run into major hassles trying to get a business loan? Get approved, and Premium Financial Services can put the cash you need in your hands in 24 hours. Call 800-2-FACTOR. Your customers take forever to pay, and you still have expenses to pay right now. Premium Financial Services can put the cash you need in your hands right now. So the solution is only a phone call away. Call Premium Financial Services right now. Talk to a decision maker. Get approved. 800-232-2867. Don't be shy. Even if your credit history is less than perfect or you have a new business with no credit history, it's no problem. Call toll-free for approval. 800-2-FACTOR. 800-232-2867. 24-hour funding is for approved clients only. Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on The Michael Dresser Show. Let us re-enter the realm of possibility. The book is Don't Retire, Rewire. Our guest, co-author Jerry Sudler. Jerry, I'm looking at the book. I have it in my hands, by the way, right now. And what I'm seeing is it's almost a path. It's almost a roadmap. Step one, two, three, four. Let's take a look at me. And based on what my answers are, then here's the road to take.
Yeah, that's really it. We didn't want to just give stories. Stories are wonderful when people are looking ahead. But I think people need to say, how am I going to really make this happen? So Rick Miners, who is my co-author and he's also my spouse, we said, hey, people really need a way to build their future. But the first thing we said, Michael, is you have to really understand yourself. This is a long amount of time we're talking about. You could feasibly be living another 20 to 25 years after the age of 65. So all of a sudden you really say, well, what is it I want? And that's the real challenge for people to begin to look inside. That's the first part of this. We ask people, why did you work beyond a paycheck, or why do you work? And this really is good for people who did paid work, but it works really well for people who maybe didn't do paid work. Maybe their life was more volunteer work. But we were stunned because when we did this research, people came back to us and they gave us 85 reasons. You know, they were things like, I want to have accomplishments. I want to make a difference. And then people started to say, it's my identity. I like the power. I like the recognition. And the thing that we found really exciting for people is to help them analyze. And that third step was, hey, take a look at your calendar. Where are you spending your time? Where are you getting, you know, a lot of your fulfillment and enjoyment from? Because your calendar is a very personal thing. And so we set people up. And then one of the fourth steps is that, you know, we've been so busy doing life, running a business, paying a mortgage, working with family. A lot of people I've met have really forgotten what some of their interests were, some of their dreams, some of their passions, some of their ideas, the things they said they wanted to do when they were 9.
Sure.
Maybe this is the time to do it now when you're 59.
When I was 9, I wanted to be a talk show host.
Oh, whoa. Well, you're one of the lucky ones who knew.
When I was 9 and I sat in front of the old radios, yes, not really. No, but realistically, that's true, because if you go back and you say, you know, what is it that I want to be? And, you know, when I grow up, and people who are, you know, 55, 60, 65 years old, what do you want to be when you grow up? Why grow up in the first place?
Right. you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, some kids, you know, some of us have just retained all those things.
No, some of us kids, Jerry, you got it right.
But other people said, hey, I got caught up and I had to do life. And what I've seen is it's kind of hard to jumpstart your thinking. And, you know, if you just say to somebody, well, what do you want to do? Sometimes they don't know. They know they want to do something different. They want to do something maybe more fulfilling or fun or challenging. So this way, the steps in the book and the ideas and some of the exercises, it's really a way to get people to look inside and then begin to say, wait a minute, when I wanted, you know, when I was 12, I maybe wanted to be an artist.
Sure.
Well, hey, did you do anything in the last, you know, 20, 40 years or whatever? And most people will say, well, no, I was too busy doing life. And I'm saying, hey, this is the chance to get out there and try it now.
Just out of curiosity, when obviously you created it, you went through the process yourself to get the experience. If you're married, and did you get to a point whereby you'd fill something out and you would show it to Rick, and Rick would say, that's not who you are. That's not what I know.
Well, this is really interesting. I'll let you in on a little bit behind the scenes.
I won't tell anybody. Just between you and I.
Just that listening public. Well, what happened is that one day we sat down with our financial advisor,
yeah.
And she asked the question. She said, how many homes do you see having in retirement? And simultaneously, I said 2, and Rick said 1.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other, and we thought, wow, we thought we were on the same page. But it made us realize that, you know, everybody needs to look at this. So we really sat down and wrote out 50 questions that had nothing to do with money, that couples and just people should think about
sure.
life. And that's how we really got ourselves jump-started. But I'll tell you, Michael, that the reason this is the second edition of Don't Retire, Rewire that just came out last week, and there's a very strong couples component in it now.
Yeah.
Because as I traveled the country, I talked to so many people who just said, you know, my spouse wants to retire, and this is now my stage of life where I want to do something different. So we realized that couples needed some little scripts. They needed some ideas of how they could really begin to have a conversation with each other. Because, you know, a lot of couples, it doesn't mean they're not in love and don't care, but they've also not had a chance to really relate over the last few years, maybe because work and family was taking them in different directions. So, you know, I've heard many things where people will just honestly say, we think that we're on the same page, but Jerry, give us some ideas so how we can really begin to test ourselves.
Well, and it's true, Jerry. There's that old adage, and it probably comes up 25 times a week on the show, and it says something like this. It's not what you don't know, it's what you don't know, you don't know.
Well, yeah.
And if you can lead me to what I don't know, I don't know, then that opens all kinds of opportunity and possibility.
Well, that's the key. And it's having the guts, as I like to say, to really put it out there. But you said an interesting thing that we really challenge people when they take a look at their drivers and they work through the book, do them separately. Because what you really don't want is that spouse or partner to say, hey, I don't know if that's who you are. Do the first, you know, exercise by yourself. And
yeah.
We really keep advocating that through the book because
sure.
you're going to go out there to make it things good for you and then together as a couple.
Yeah, because if it's not good for you, it's going to slam back at the two of you down the road.
Well, and that's what I'm seeing. And I mean, there, you know, we all kind of know some of these instances where when you said earlier about should you start the planning, well, my feeling is when you're still working and when somebody says to you, what are you going to do?
No, you know when they should start? When they're 40, 45 years old.
Okay, you know what?
20 years before retirement. Get it started.
Okay.
Understand it.
I'm seeing that right now because somebody just today said to me, I'm 44 and I don't like the work I'm doing. And I said, you know what? It's a lot easier now to take a look and transition into something else when you're 44 versus 50, 54, and you know, on upward. But you really should always be for reflecting and saying, hey, does this make me tick? Is this what's really giving me, you know, my buzz here?
Sure.
And really give you a sense. But I really, just what you said earlier, can't stress enough to think about some of that planning and don't think that it's just going to evolve.
Jerry, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. But one comment, somebody told me they were 44 the other day. My response was, I'm sorry. With that, we'll be right back. The book is Don't Retire, Rewire. Our guest co-author, Jerry Settler. I'm Michael Dresser. You're listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. We'll be back if I can remember where I'm at. Hi, Michael Dresser, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. First one, do you remember your Social Security number? How about your previous phone number? And if you have a little trouble remembering details, consider taking Vinpocetine from Carol Bond Health Foods. Vinpocetine is the best memory supplement that I know of, and it's far more powerful than ginkgo biloba, and you only have to take it once a day. This little tablet increases the flow of oxygen and blood to the brain. You'll see the difference in just 1 or 2 days. You don't have to let your memory fail you. Vinpocetine is all natural, has no side effects. You'll be amazed at how much better your memory will improve. Vinpocetine is available right now today from Carol Bond Health Foods. A bottle of 100 tablets is just $21.95, but you can order it today for only $17.95. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-833-8282, and ask for the Michael Dresser Show special. That's 1-800-833-8282. And remember our slogan, live longer, live better.
Imagine sitting in your own living room, making a little extra money or even a full-time income, surrounded by your family, making your own hours, being your own boss. You know, maybe our dreams are the same. My name's Dexter Godby, and I'm known as the recovering attorney because I quit law to become a home business entrepreneur. And now to help you discover if being your own boss is right for you too, I've prepared a free report for you. It's called The Top 10 Reasons to Have a Home Business. And you can get it by calling toll-free 1-877-537-8147. That's 1-877-537-8147. If you hate selling, hate MLM, want to avoid mistakes, and would love to actually make money in your own home business, you really have to get this free report. Just call me, the recovering attorney, and get your free report right now, 1-877-537-8147.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 877-255-6800. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn, but the unique Tempur material eliminates them, guaranteeing you sounder, more restful sleep. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. Feel the Tempur-Pedic difference. Call for a free sample of their unique mattress material. 1-877-255-6800. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts. Call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-877-255-6800. 1-877-255-6800.
Are you looking for a way to restore the love and security you once experienced in your marriage? Then call 877-405-5065 and America's number one marriage expert, Dr. Willard Harley, will send you his 12-CD marriage building course, a $390 value, yours free to try for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Your companion will fall passionately back in love or return the course and owe nothing. To order, call 877-405-5065. 877-405-5065. Call now. Is your marriage in trouble? Now, I don't want you to stay in a bad relationship. What I want to show you is how to make your marriage the best marriage on earth, how to get your needs met, and how to meet your spouse's needs. It doesn't matter if there's infidelity or even if you're on the verge of divorce or recently divorced. Simply call this number, 877-405-5065, and we'll send you Dr. Harley's 12-CD marriage building course, a $390 value, for a free 30-day trial. That number again is 877-405-5065.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on the Michael Dresser Show. Authors, experts, and solutions coast to coast on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. The book is Don't Retire, Rewire. Our guest co-author, Jerry Sedler. Jerry, do you have a website we can find you at?
I do. It's www.don'tretirerewire.com.
Well, let's do that slow. www.don'tretirerewire.com.
All okay. One word, no commas, no apostrophes, nothing.
What am I going to find going there?
What are you going to find going there? You're going to see that we are giving some rewirement, as I like to call it, tips to people. People will get a sense of some of the new things that are happening with the overall workforce and changes. Even through a list of the topics I have for different speeches, they'll get a little bit more nuggets of information of how I think people should be thinking about the future. And I also wanted to say, too, you know, we're talking about that pre-retiree, but at the same time, I've been doing different programs at different senior centers across the country, and my belief is you are never too old to rewire. So I even list a few ideas on there that, hey, don't ever, you know, my feeling is you're only as old as you think you are, so focus on that, you know, functional age, not the chronological.
I needed that, thank you.
But I do
believe. I have to keep remembering.
That's it. So, I think the reality is what I'm seeing across the country that is so exciting is that, you know, people are really taking a look now and imagining some possibilities. And I think that that's a challenge. Of, you know, some people said, hey, do I really have the time to do it? And my feeling is get out there and try it. I love to use the expression, let the kite out.
Sure.
If you get too crazy and wild, you can always pull a kite in. But I want people to really be testing themselves. And as Rick and I say in the book, try something. If you don't like it, throw it away. Discard. You don't have to finish it. It's like, you know, I say to people, you know, you don't, if you start to read a book and you don't like it, you know, don't feel compelled to do it. But I've just seen people, individuals, couples, that are ready to really try something next. And, you know, we're hearing so many people are, you know, saying, I'd like to do some work in my next act, but I don't know what it is for sure. So, I'm challenging people to think, hey, check out your skills. Are you really up to what it takes today? A lot of good studies coming out now saying that if you're doing work you like, whether it's paid work, volunteer work, and, you know, a lot of people want flexible work. They don't really want that full time. But now studies coming out of Johns Hopkins University, different hospitals, are saying that if you're doing this kind of work, it has a great impact on your brain and on your physical. So you're keeping yourself pretty sharp if you're working at something you like.
Jerry, I would go back to where we were right before the break. We had a minute to go before the segment's over. But it started at 40, 45 years old. Started early on, and
yeah,
not necessarily even for the money, just the idea that you're not your job, that's not who you are, and to make that transition easy. And with that, Jerry, we got to go. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Hey, take care.
You do well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And thank you for listening. And if you're listening out on the web, tell your local radio stations about the show. That's the way we grow. That's what you call networking. And I'm Michael Dresser. And that, my friends, is a wrap.
The opinions you hear on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk11.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk11.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk11.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk11.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk11.com. That's letstalk11.com.
with news on the Information Radio Network. I'm Greg Moore. Former White House official Louis Libby is dropping his appeal in the CIA leak case. White House correspondent Mark Smith has more.
President Bush commuted Libby's prison sentence after he was convicted of lying to investigators in the case. But Vice President Cheney's one-time chief of staff continued to appeal, seeking full exoneration. However, his lawyer now says carrying on with that appeal would be too great a burden for Libby and his family to bear. Libby was originally given 30 months in prison for perjury and obstruction of justice over his role in the leak of a CIA agent's identity. Though Bush set that aside, he's refused to say if he'll consider a full pardon.
Hundreds in Nebraska grieved together at funerals today for five of the eight people fatally shot last week in a mall department store in Omaha. Funerals for three other victims are scheduled for tomorrow. This is IRN.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number.